This Sunday is called Palm Sunday or the Passion Sunday. The Passion because we see the Passion of Jesus, the Passion of Jesus' love for his people, and the lengths that he will go to so that all may know his love. Paul, in writing to the Philippians, said, though Jesus was equal with God, he didn't grab hold of that. He set it aside and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. People were expecting the king to be the king of Israel. Instead, they got a king who was so much more than that. And in the events from now leading up to Good Friday, we see a few things revealed. One is the depth of darkness that's in the world. That God would come to his own, and yet they really didn't want him there. That there's so much resistance to Jesus. That the Roman system of government that prided itself on its justice could be so unfair and allow an innocent man to be killed. These are all things we struggle with too. There's brokenness in the world. We're aware of it. Sometimes more than others. And when we are aware of that, or especially if we're going through a hard time, wondering where is God in this, when we're crying out, help us, save us, deliver us, Jesus, it's good for us to remember what all happens leading up to the cross. Maybe you've cried out to God saying, I don't think you understand how hard it is to be here. Then you remember Holy Week. Remember Jesus being betrayed, deserted by his best friend, being treated unjustly, being humiliated. He understands. God knows that this is a dark world and that there was nothing else that could make it possible for us to be made right with God besides his laying down his own life for us, besides the death of Christ on the cross. Pilate gave Barabbas freedom. He gave the people a choice, release Jesus or release Barabbas. And the people chose to release this known criminal instead of Jesus. And Martin Luther has some interesting things to say on this. He calls it the happy exchange. He says that Jesus was willing to die in Barabbas's place. Even more than that, Jesus was willing to die in the place of sinners, willing to die for you and I, and that because Christ has died for us, our sins have been paid for, and we receive the righteousness of God, not by our obedience, not by all the good things we do, not by all our good intentions, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. So think on these things this week, this Holy Week, of Christ's willingness to lay aside power and privilege so that we could know the depth of his love and the power of his love. Amen.